Probably. March 12, 2019. But I'm gonna do some smoking and drinking. Now we're gonna get to the Slaughtermouse files. Thank you to Little Big Town for getting back with the Slaughtermouse files. Yes, I took a long hiatus. I had to go through some things. I've got a way to put music back on the podcast now and do the podcast. And you know what? No matter what the podcast sounds like, I don't care. It's an important conversation. And what I have figured out is no matter what, if you know what your passion is, you know what you want to do, no matter how many times you fail, how many times you get a setback, if you keep at it, it's going to happen. But you have to have that attitude. You have to have that I can do attitude. I will do. You have to imagine yourself as already doing it. And I'm there. I'm bigger than Rush Limbaugh. I am the Slaughtermouse, and this is the Slaughtermouse Files Evening Review. Yeah, let's make it the morning minutes. I'm going to try to keep it under 20 minutes. The thing, that burning question, might be another title for a podcast. But what has been on my mind lately? I remember the 2016 election, presidential election, that is. There was 17 Republicans running, 5 Democrats, of which most of you only knew Hillary was running until you had to know Bernie was running. And then Hillary won it anyway, even though Bernie won. Subject for another podcast. And you Democrats should be pissed off about that. I mean, seriously. You have President Trump now. You could have had President Bernie. But no, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who somehow is still in Congress, grilling people on the anti, doing the anti-Trump thing, even though she was just straight up criminal, she's still in Congress. But anyway, again, I digress. There's, what, 124 people running for the Democratic nomination for president? Of which they're probably going to give to Hillary, whether she's alive or dead anyway. So, you know, and they're going to, like, kick. And this is what's going to happen. Hillary's going to, like, do the Dick Cheney thing and get, like, an iron heart or some 10-year-old kid's heart. And or some 10-year-old kid's liver or something, you know, and she's going to be alive and be held up by drugs and, you know, robotics and alien technology, you know, not dissimilar to Dick Cheney. And she's probably going to run for president. Bernie Sanders is probably going to win the Democratic nomination, but they're going to give it to Hillary anyway. So who cares who's running out of these 124 people on the Democrat side? So anyway, like I said, there were 17 people running during the void the Obama regime left, because Biden didn't run. Big creepy Joe didn't run. So that left a little bit of a void. But it really didn't. There was only like five people there. And then most of you only knew who two of them were. And you only knew who that second one was until you had to. But on the Republican side, there were 17. Donald Trump beat 16 of them. Now we've got, what, I don't know, a million on the Democrat side. But there's two I want to talk about. One of them is actually running for president, and one of them is not old enough yet to run for president, but she is the face of the Democratic Party. So let's first talk about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, the Native American from Pennsylvania. She actually said something that made sense to me. Typically, when socialists speak, I hear Charlie Brown. Your money. You think this way. Your money. Think this way. Okay, you see what I'm saying? But Elizabeth Warren put out a very sensible proposal. Yeah, and I like Elizabeth Warren. She's made some mistakes, and it's easy to make fun of those mistakes. So I'm going to stop making fun of those mistakes. And actually, not that you need my apology, but hey, I'm going to apologize for calling you Pocahontas. Okay? You made a mistake. I've made mistakes. We're both human. I even think you're cute. And I would have kicked your husband's ass for not having a beer with you on that video where you were trying to relate to the people. What a dick. Your husband should have fucking had a beer with you. What a dick he is. Mr. Warren. So anyway, Elizabeth Warren puts out this statement. She wants to break up big tech. Oh, well, hell yeah. Technology, the technocrats, whatever you want to call these people, they are the new robber barons. We have to break them up, shake them up, and get them out of power. And then, yes, start using that thing called the Constitution again. That's another podcast. But I want to hear what Elizabeth Warren has to say about why she wants to break up the tech companies. I have a feeling it has a lot to do with the fact that essentially Google, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, you know, these things are all intertwined, were basically built by the CIA, the NSA, blah, blah, blah. They're stealing your information. They're storing your information, you know, building dossiers on you. They're using it in many nefarious ways, making money off of it, et cetera, et cetera. That's perhaps what she's bitching about. I hope she's also bitching about their anti-First Amendment stance. So, Liz, I support you, and I will do everything I can to help you in your journey to break up the tech companies. Even if we disagree on the details, they need to be broken up, period. They are virtual monopolies or actual monopolies. So I support you on that, Ms. Warren. I'm sorry, Mrs. Warren. For sure, I definitely support you. And I'm going to stop, do my best to stop throwing out the Pocahontas reference. I want to help you on this, but I do want to know more. Now, let's go to my other favorite Democrat. She is the It Girl. You know her as Alexandria Ocasio. Wait a minute. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. Actually, her name is Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. It's not Ocasio. She's not the Ocasio Cortez. She's not the Ocrazio. She is Alexandria Ocasio Cortez, and you are afraid of her if you make fun of her. She's a dynamic woman. She's gorgeous. She's in your face. And she won the election. And she's taking control. She's asserting her assertiveness, for lack of a better way to put that. And I'm sure this new Green Deal probably, you know, took a team to put it together. She's the front woman, whatnot. But, you know, whatever. And obviously, if you're in tune to politics, you must know that the Green Party already had a Green New Deal. But we know the Green Party is not in power anywhere. And we don't even know if they are on the bill in enough states to actually win the presidency. So let's talk about the Alexandria Ocasio or Cortez. I'm sorry, let me repeat that. I didn't mean to make that sound funny. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez's version of the Green New Deal. There are some things in there that are ridiculous, of course. You know, we're not going to just pay people that are able-bodied to sit around and, hey, you get a check. Cow farts. And whatever. We're not going to tell people what they can and cannot eat. But on the cow farts thing, I would like to do another podcast on this. And we'll just call it factory farming. Because I think she makes a good point there without actually making the point. Factory farming is not necessarily a good thing. Okay? And I think that is actually what she's getting at. I don't think she's actually telling people, hey, you can't eat meat. I think she's really referring to factory farming being a problem. Because it is a problem. So I support her there, even though it maybe doesn't translate well, okay? So I'll help her translate. We're against factory farming, aren't we, Ocasio? I'm sorry, aren't we, Alexandria? We, the Slaughterhouse and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are against factory farming. All right, another podcast. Airplane travel, though. That's different. I don't understand. If I'm going to go to Great Britain on my honeymoon or France or, you know, wherever I'm going to go, what's the difference if I take a train, a ship, or a plane? They're all spewing out biodiesel fuel, okay? So, don't tell me we can't fly. Maybe we can make flying better. Whatever. Maybe we can make ship travel better. Maybe we can get more railroads. I mean, I don't know. Find out the lesser of the three evils there and try to make it work. But, you know, don't tell me I can't fly while you fly back and forth from, what, New York to D.C. when you could take a train. So, on to the other things on the Green New Deal. We want to get rid of fossil fuels. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I don't want to pollute. Right now, what we have, we need. If we were to right now get rid of fossil fuels, we'd be fucked. If we were to get rid of oil, period, we'd be fucked. You wouldn't be wearing any clothes. You wouldn't have a house. You wouldn't, I mean, period. So, can we do this in 10 years? No. Can we work towards this? Yes. Can we turn it into a New Deal type of thing? I think so. I think if we make this an actual open and honest debate, an actual exchange of ideas, if you will, something that, oh my God, it's like a new concept. We can actually have ideas and talk about them and go back and forth about them. and figure out how to best move forward? That's unheard of. Wait a minute, it's not. We have a constitution. But anyway. So, yeah. So we have to find a way, you know, for new energy. I get that. At some point in time, most likely, I mean, we don't know this, maybe fossil fuels are just continuously belching in the earth. But it seems to me at some point they're going to end, whether we want them to end or not. And right now, perhaps they are polluting. Who knows? The science is not in. I'm not one of these people that say the science is there, because there's scientists that agree and disagree all over the place. Who's paying for your science? That's the bottom line. Who's paying for your science? So, let's skip who's paying for your science and just assume we can find a better way. A way that's more affordable even. Well, we don't have to worry about going to the pump, pulling out the wallet. We don't have to pollute the Caribbean with little six-pack plastic containers and plastic bags. And you know, I mean, there are things that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is talking about that make much, much sense. And we can turn it into a New Deal type of a situation. There's no reason we can't. FDR, actually, some of his policies extended the length of the Great Depression, but he also put a lot of people back to work with the New Deal. So why can't we do now what we did then, but do it more sensibly? Let's talk about it sensibly. Make it work, make it happen. I know why we can't, because we got Demublicans versus Republicans, socialists versus conservatives, red state, blue state, Fox News, CNN, whatever your deal is. Get over it. Let's get on this thing and let's talk about it. Okay? Let's stop making fun of Elizabeth Warren. Let's stop making fun of Donald Trump. Let's stop making fun of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And let's look at what these people are talking about. Find our common ground. Find answers. Honestly debate, not partisan debate. And get some answers and move forward as humanity. Because I'm here to tell you, Elizabeth Warren has some good things to say. Donald Trump has some good things to say. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has some good things to say. Why can't we just talk about it, debate it, figure out a way to do it? Where it works for the people. Okay, the people, not the corporations. And when the corporations violate and fuck up, why can't we? I tell you what, your corporate A, you're poisoning people. Your corporate charter is revoked. You're done. Why can't we look at stuff like that? Let's take the money out of politics. That's the problem. The money in politics. It takes. I was thinking, I've been following Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I thought she had this grassroots, little barefoot, I knocked on doors program. Which is a couple of few millions of dollars in her little treasure chest. That's a lot of fucking money. You know what I would do with $1 million? I'd never work again. I'd be okay. Now, I'm not telling her she's bad for that. I mean, she lives in New York. I live in Detroit. You know, probably cost you six times in New York what it costs you to live in Detroit. But the thing is, let's take the money out of politics. Let's get rid of political parties. Let's get rid of the Federal Reserve. Let's get rid of the IRS. And let's start having open and honest debates and working for the people. Okay? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not a clown. She's not an idiot. She's a dynamic, attractive woman that's in your face. That's why you're afraid of her. Yeah, she doesn't have all the answers. Oops, I don't know what the hell that was. Yeah, she doesn't have all the answers. But she's got some ideas that are good. Donald Trump, another one. He's in your face. He's obnoxious. He's not politically correct. He doesn't have all the answers. But he's got some things we should talk about. Son of a bitch, I don't know what that noise was either. Elizabeth Warren. Let's stop calling her Pocahontas. And talk to her about breaking up the tech companies. Let's start doing this, people. We can get past red state, blue state, conservative, liberal. You know, communist, socialist, libertarian, whatever it is you define yourself as. Let's work together. Yeah, there are a few issues we're never going to agree on. There's two I can think of. Guns and abortion. Outside of that, we got a lot we need to work on. If we never talk about guns and abortion and just leave it as it is, there's so much more we can do to make society better to where guns and abortion won't matter anymore. Okay? We get back to morality and crap like that, where we don't think of abortion as a condom. We don't need to be afraid of our government, so we have to have guns. You know, I mean, you know, if we can get back to the Constitution, we can get back to actual debate, the exchange of ideas, listening to the Donald Trumps, the Elizabeth Warrens, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. And we debate, and we talk. We find out ways to work together for the betterment of humanity. For God's sakes, how do we lose? Thank you for listening to the Slaughter Mouse Files. I am the Slaughter Mouse. And I'm trying to figure out a way to play some money. That didn't work. Ah! Come on, seriously? Go! Try to end the show, damn it! There we go. Yeah, so let's work together. That whole end didn't work, but let's work together.